This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 51.
В эфире 51 урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы повторим слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Вы также научитесь обращаться за помощью в магазине. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Antenna.
Антенна.
Battery. Batteries.
Батарейка, батарейки.
CD player.
Проигрыватель компактных дисков.
Cent.
Цент.
Доллар.
Доллар.
Dial.
Ручка для настройки радиоприемника.
Electricity.
Электричество.
Sound.
Звук.
Speaker.
Динамик.
Tuning.
Настройка.
Tune.
Настраивать.
Sale.
Распродажа. Мартин Лернер покупает маленький радиоприемник для своей дочери. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Question is, what percentage of American teenagers
Hello.
Say that their favorite
Can you help me? Do you have radios?
We certainly do.
I want to buy my daughter a radio.
What kind of radio?
I'm looking for a small radio.
How old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Do you want a CD player?
No, only a radio.
Excuse me, look at these radios. I'm going to answer the phone.
Sorry. That's okay. Can you help me now? This radio is $29. This one is $37. And this one is $58.
That's right.
What's the difference?
The $29 and the $37 radios are about the same. This one looks better. The more expensive one plays with batteries and with electricity.
And the $29 one?
It only plays with batteries.
I see. Tell me about the $58 radio.
It sounds better. It has better speakers. Does your daughter listen to music?
She likes music very much.
It's better for music. Listen to this. Isn't that nice? Also, the tuning is easier.
What do you mean?
The expensive radio has large dials for tuning. See how easy it is? The other radios have very small dials. They aren't easy to turn.
She has smaller fingers.
That's right.
May I try?
Of course. Excuse me a moment. I'm going to help these people. Look at the larger radios, too. Do you like that?
It's good. Show me what this does.
That's for an antenna, but you won't need it. It has an antenna inside. That's for an antenna outside.
Can you show me some larger radios?
Of course.
Are they more expensive?
Some larger radios are not expensive. Some are expensive. How much do you want to pay?
I don't know. I don't want to pay more than $100.
Okay, let's look at these three radios. This one is $46, this one is $59, and this one is $99.99.
$99.99 is too expensive.
Нам всем приходится обращаться за помощью, когда мы путешествуем, делаем покупки и так далее. Вы можете пользоваться следующими простыми выражениями, содержащими просьбы и вежливые распоряжения. Например, «Please show me» – «Покажите мне, пожалуйста». «Tell me, please» – «Скажите, пожалуйста». «Please write it for me» – «Напишите, пожалуйста». Однако легче всего обратиться за помощью так, как это сделал Мартин. Послушайте.
I want to buy a radio. Can you help me? I want to look at this radio. Can you help me now?
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Can you help me, please? Can you help me, please?
Can you help me, please? Can you help me, please?
Please show me the small radio. Please show me the small radio.
How much is this CD player? How much is this CD player?
Can you help me, please? Can you help me, please?
Can you help me, please? Can you help me, please?
Can you help me, please? Can you help me, please?
Can you help me, please? Can you help me, please?
Теперь представьте себе, что вы находитесь в магазине. Когда продавец обращается к вам, скажите «Hello, can you help me, please?»
Good morning.
Говорите живее. Good morning. Can you help me, please?
Hello.
Смелее. Говорите.
Good afternoon.
Давайте, не зевайте. Во второй части урока мы продолжим повторение слов и выражений из прошлых уроков. Вы узнаете больше о том, как следует обращаться к продавцам в магазине. Мартин Лернер находится в магазине электроники. Он покупает радиоприемник для своей дочери.
May I help you look at telephones? The telephones and televisions are on sale.
Can you help me look at televisions, please?
What size would you like?
I want a small television for my wife.
We have some very good ones for small rooms.
Where are they?
Follow me.
This one looks nice. It's a good size.
What room is it for?
It's for my wife's office.
Does she work at home?
No, she's a lawyer. She doesn't have an office at home. Can I try this one?
Of course. What does she watch?
In the office? News.
The seven astronauts will spend 9 days working on a variety of scientific experiments inside a laboratory.
What do you watch?
I don't watch television. I'm a radio reporter. I listen to the radio.
That's interesting. Do you report the news?
No. I write stories about interesting people.
Where do you work?
I work at the Voice of America. I work in Washington. How much is this?
It's $156. But look at this. This also has a radio. Does your wife have a radio in her office?
I don't know.
Look at this one. All of these are on sale. Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to help that man. Never a cover charge. Do you like the radio?
No, I don't like the sound.
You need something bigger.
Show me another television.
These are the small ones. Do you want to look at a bigger one?
Okay. Tell me about these.
They're more expensive. This one is $220. This one is the most expensive. It's $416. It has excellent stereo sound.
That's too expensive for the office. She doesn't need that for news.
It's good for music and movies.
I'm going to think about the television. May I look at the telephones?
Sure. We have several kinds. This one is expensive. This one is not.
How much does this one cost?
It's only $14.89.
Американская денежная единица – доллар. Dollar. В долларе 100 центов – cents.
How much does that one cost?
It's $14.89.
Многие прилагательные в английском языке образуют свои степени сравнения с помощью суффиксов «er» и «est». Например, «this radio is small», «that radio is smaller», «and this radio is the smallest». Однако в некоторых случаях при образовании сравнительной превосходной степени мы употребляем слова «more» и «most». Например,
This radio is expensive. That radio is more expensive. And that one is the most expensive.
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
This CD player is very expensive. This CD player is very expensive.
That one is more expensive. That one is more expensive.
The big TV set is the most expensive. The big TV set is the most expensive.
I like the bigger one. I like the bigger one.
I want to buy the biggest. I want to buy the biggest.
Итак, вы находитесь в магазине. Обратитесь, пожалуйста, за помощью.
Hello.
Говорите живее. Hello. Can you help me, please?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Живее. Говорите.
Do you need a computer? They are on sale, too.
No, thanks. Just the radio and the telephone today.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Биллом. Существительные. Антенна.
Антенна. Антенна.
Батарейка.
Battery. Battery.
Батарейки.
Batteries. Batteries.
Проигрыватель для компактных дисков.
CD player. CD player.
Cent.
Cent. Cent.
Доллар.
Dollar. Dollar.
Электричество.
Electricity. Electricity.
Звук.
Sound. Sound.
Динамик.
Speaker. Speaker.
Настройка.
Tuning. Tuning.
Распродажа.
Sale. Sale.
Глагол настраивать.
Tune. Tune.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 51-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Зоопарк.
Zoo.
Животные.
Animals.
Водить машину, ездить на автомобиле.
Drive.
Овца.
Sheep.
Овцы.
Sheep.
Лошадь, лошади.
Horse, horses.
Иногда на это уходит час.
Sometimes it takes an hour.
Ферма.
Farm.
Фермер.
Farmer.
Родители.
Parents.
Работник зоопарка.
Zookeeper.
Поведение.
Behavior.
Поведение животных.
Animal behavior.
Изучать.
To study.
Студент.
Student.
Университет.
University.
Вы замужем? Женаты?
Are you married?
Ремонтировать.
To repair.
Ремонтировать помещение.
To repair building.
Сажать.
To plant.
Сажать деревья.
To plant trees.
Спасать.
To save.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.